Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everybody. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here tonight on WCDO as we come to you live from Green Central School. It's week three of the local high school football season, and it's the Sydney Warriors traveling over the hill to take on the Green Trojans. And Tim, first off, welcome into the booth, but always a great one when these two get together.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And we got the one that ended here last year in a monsoon, as we'll say. It was probably the hardest rain I've ever seen at a football game. But tonight looks like we're going to have good weather, and the Green Trojans and the Warriors will get head-to-head and do it again.
Well, talking about that game from last year, Tim, that was the playoff, the sectional playoffs, and kind of the start of the magical Sydney postseason run. They went all the way to the state Final Four in Class D. But in sectional, Sydney was the 8 seed, Green was the 1, and they came in here, rain, wind. I mean, we could barely see the field from our broadcast booth at times, and Sydney came out with a big win. And I think Green has a big chip on their shoulder coming into tonight's game.
Oh, yeah, they definitely have it in their minds that what happened here last year when it wasn't supposed to happen, because Sydney, like you said, Nate, was the 8 seed, and, you know, they were the number 1 seed. And you know what? Sometimes 8s do beat 1s. It doesn't happen a lot of times, but sometimes it does. But now Green Trojans have got that in the back of their minds, the ones that are still here. And they're going to, you know, they've been thinking about this game for a long, long time.
We're getting you all set here for kickoff, folks. It's the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. Cork and the crew are on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including rentals, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. They wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in tonight's game. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get you a little bit more info on the matchup here tonight. Green comes in 1-1. Sydney is 2-0. There's a lot of chatter back and forth between these two sides, and could Green be the team that can give Sydney their first loss of the year? Should be interesting to see here in week three. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Friday Night Lights, folks, on CDO.
WCDOsports.com.
Sydney visiting Green tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com, our web stream tonight, and always is courtesy of SFCU. At SFCU, it's all about you. And again, week three of the high school football season, Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here tonight on CDO. Let's recap the first 2 weeks of the season for both these teams. First, for Sydney, they come in at 2-0. They've had two home games so far, so this is their first road game of the season. They started the season with a 57-0 victory over Unitego, which is still shocking to, I think, a lot of local people. Did not expect that in that game. And then last week, a 34-18 defeat over a very tough Deposit Hancock team. For Green, this is their home opener. They spent the first 2 weeks on the road, and they had some long road trips. They went off and played Watkins Glen Odessa Montour. That's a combined team up in Class C for their opener 2 weeks ago and lost 32-22. They had the lead in that game, gave up a lead late, but from what I'm told, Watkins Glen Odessa Montour, after having a rough couple of years, the last few years, have kind of rebounded. They're a good team this year in Class C. And then last weekend, they shut out Groton on the road 14-0. So they are 1-1 to start the season. So shutting out Groton, that's never tough. That's never easy. A team that was in the sectional semifinals a year ago, Tim.
Yeah, definitely. They're really good up there in the IEC. You know, anytime the MAC teams from down here move up there, it's always a challenge. And I'll tell you what, Green played them tough. You know, sometimes you win them, sometimes you don't.
A nice crowd on hand here tonight. The Sydney fans are on the far side of the field. Across from us where the Sydney bench is, we are in the press box on the Green side where the Green bench is, and a good amount of people filing in here. The light's starting to come on, a nice sunset. This is probably the best weather we've had through the first 3 weeks of the season.
Yeah, definitely. You know, short sleeve weather tonight. Some people are crazy and wearing shorts, but yeah. You know, that's the way it is when you're young.
Well, it's I posted on Twitter the other day, so far between soccer and field hockey and football and everything we've covered, I've gone from sandals and shorts to I've had a winter hat and winter coat on for some soccer I was watching last weekend over in Stamford at the Mayor's Cup. So it's been a crazy fall so far, but really looking forward to this week three contest between the Trojans and the Warriors. Last year, such good history between the regular season and the postseason rivalry, so it's certainly been a lot of fun. Want to quickly get in our Section 4 disclaimer that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. There are a bunch of other games going on tonight that we'll try to keep an eye on. And just if you're keeping tabs at home, we're going to be back on the air tomorrow. We'll be over in Delhi as the Bulldogs are hosting Bainbridge Guilford. Kickoff there is at 1:30. So we will be back on the air tomorrow, and first chance at seeing the Bobcats and the Bulldogs tomorrow. So that will be a lot of fun. That game's at 1:30, pregame show at 1:20. The other games we want to keep an eye on tonight, Oxford right down the road here on Route 12 is hosting Dryden. Oneonta is at Watkins Glen Odessa Montour. Walton is at Deposit Hancock. Unitego is at UV. And Norwich is hosting Main Endwell tonight in what I think could be a very good game, too.
Oneonta, Watkins Glen, Odessa Montour?
Yes.
That's a bus ride.
That is a bus ride.
Wow.
Well, I actually was talking to some of the Oneonta coaching staff today. They were having a charter bus to take them out, and that's good. That's a probably two and a half hour ride on a school bus, and that's not comfortable. So, and just a note, folks, because of Seton Catholic not playing this year, canceling their season, they're going from 11. They are playing some eight-man ball. This is the bye week, or off week, I guess you could say, open date for Harpersville Afton. The Hornets will be at Sydney next Friday night, and that should be another great game as well. So we're going to take a quick pause here for the national anthem. But again, it's our Chambers and O'Hara pregame show as we get you set for Green and Sydney tonight at Green Central School. Cork and the crew are on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including rentals, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back here on CDO. And welcome back. Again, Nate Lowell and Tim Cutting with you here at live from Green High School tonight as we get you set for the Green Trojans hosting the Sydney Warriors tonight. Jim Tamayo back in the Sydney studios. The captains meeting out at midfield here and getting ready for the coin toss. And we are about to get underway between Green and Sydney. Sydney is in the all-white uniforms tonight, white on white, with the maroon and the gray trim and the maroon helmets. Green is in the black pants and the green upper tops and the green helmets as well. The white-on-white, an interesting look for Sydney, Tim.
Yeah, definitely. When I saw him come out of the locker room, it was like, oh, my gosh, this is different. So we'll see how they do with these on, and hopefully the Warriors have their game plan all set, which I'm sure they are because they've got a good brain trust there at the Warriors for the Warriors, and they'll definitely be prepared for the Trojans.
Three sets of uniforms this year for Sydney. That's kind of a special treat, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I would say it's a real big treat, seeing how when we played, we had the same pair of game pants and a pair of,
right,
you know, two jerseys. You were lucky. And then sometimes if you were a JV player, you got whatever was left over from the 1950s.
Right.
I mean, whatever you had.
You know, even when I was playing in school, I mean, you had uniforms for 10 years at a clip, it felt like. And if you were lucky enough, you might get a new pair now and again. But these guys look like the pros out there tonight.
Very sharp.
And they do look good. I got to say, every week that we've seen the Sydney uniforms, they look very sharp. And it's a nice representation for your town and for your school.
Yeah, absolutely.
Getting ready for the opening kickoff here. Green is going to kick off to Sydney. So the Warriors will have the ball to start the contest tonight. They will go right to left on your radio dial. Kicking for Green will be Mitchell Walters here, and we watched him, of course, last year and in pregame here tonight. He's got a heck of a leg on him, so this will be interesting to see if they use him in a variety of ways here tonight. So Green getting set for the opening kickoff. Waiting deep are Ethan Finch as well as Brandon Evans here for the Sydney Warriors. Green did that thing where they like to run up to the ball, pretend to maybe do an onside kick, and then back off, and that's something we'll have to watch throughout tonight's game. A little squib kick is fielded here by Reggie Jimenez. He'll fall on it at the Sydney 32, and that's where the Warriors will start after no return.
Yeah, onside kick right off the bat. Jump ball jumped right over top of the front line, and Reggie Jimenez with a nice play on the ball.
Tim, if you'd like to explain a little bit about that kick, we saw Green do it a lot last year where everyone would run up towards the ball.
Yeah, they're all huddled up looking at each other, and actually 88, who is the kicker, he's looking back at his team, and then all of a sudden they just break and they run to the ball. Now, it's good if you know you're doing it, because if somebody goes past the line, it does count as,
sure,
you know, on offside. So,
first and 10, they'll hand off to Reggie Jimenez. He'll go right up the middle, 9, maybe 10 yards, out to the 44 following that pile through the center of the Sydney line. Nice job. They will move the chain. So Reggie Jimenez is going to run the ball for the second straight week here for the Warriors.
Yeah, it's running back by committee for the Warriors this year so far. You know, we've seen David Gannon, we've seen Tanner Gifford, and we've also seen Reggie. And Reggie's done a nice job as the so-called third back.
Sidney moving the ball here on first and 10 near midfield. Another handoff to Jimenez, again right up the gut. Brought down after a gain of about 3, maybe 4 yards, and Sidney is approaching midfield and green territory.
Yeah, they definitely were just pushing off the guard tackle gap on the left-hand side, and Reggie hit the hole at full speed and got a nice little gain on second down, or first down, excuse me.
So we are just underway between Green and Sidney under the lights here at Green Central School. We're scoreless. Sidney with their first possession of the night after receiving the opening kickoff. Here's junior quarterback Darren Smith. He'll look to throw here on second and short. Passes across the middle for Ethan Finch. Good for a first down on that right side. Pickup of about 10 yards for Finch, and Sidney is down to the Green 38-yard line.
Nice little slant pattern by Ethan Finch, who is an absolutely fantastic athlete and has really good hands, and a nice throw by Darren Smith for the first down yardage.
So Sidney moving the chains here again. They're in green territory, again going right to left. Hand off to Jimenez, a sweep around the outside and brought down by the Green defense. Nice job there by Isaac Haddock to come up from behind and sweep him down.
Yeah, and he came from the far end. I mean, he came all the way across the line of scrimmage and chased Reggie down from behind. Nice play, and stopped him for a short gain of one.
Clock continues to move. 10.5 minutes to go. Opening quarter here at Green. No score between Sidney and Green. Second and 9 coming up for the Sidney Warriors. Smith checking the play on his play guard on his wrist. Again, second and 9. Looks to drop back, looking right. Trouble coming. They pass over to Leah Matthews. Caught it down to the 5. Reaches in, and a touchdown for Sidney. A 35-yard strike, and Sidney is on the board just like that, only a minute and a half into the game.
Nice play. There is a flag on the far side of the field, so we'll see what we got here.
And this one is going to go against Sidney, so it will come back. So Leah Matthews, that nice reception, the nice run, will be negated after the hold against the Sidney Warriors. Pretty play, though.
Yeah, really nice. And we were talking about this earlier before the game, and one thing about Leah Matthews, one is he's a sophomore. He's really becoming one of Darren Smith's favorite targets, and the reason is he's because he's such a great route runner. We just saw it right on that play.
Very nice catch in space, and then was able to get around the defender and sneak in. So Green here with a second chance after that 38-yard touchdown was called back. Leah Matthews got into the end zone, but a holding penalty brings it back, so we are still scoreless between Sidney and Green. 10:16 to go in this first quarter. And so the ball is going to move up just about a yard here. Looks like offsetting penalty.
Penalties, yeah. I was like, I just saw the holding play or signal, and that was against the Warriors, but I did not see the one against the Green Trojans. So
with 10:15 to go in the first quarter, we're scoreless. Sidney gets the play from the sideline, and they'll look to go after it again here. One wide receiver to the right, that's Finch. He's in motion, and two split out to the left. They'll hand off to Jimenez right into the Green defense, and he's brought down at the line again by Haddock, who was right there to grill him and bring him down.
Yeah, nice play by that young man right there. He didn't go with the fake on the jet sweep to Ethan Finch, and they ran the counter with Jimenez, and he had nothing with it, and he put Reggie right into the ground.
A third and 10, so what was a touchdown just a minute ago for Sidney was taken away by a penalty, and now they're looking at a third and 10 with 9:45 to go in this first quarter, and now a flag on the play.
Looks like we're going to have offsides on Green on this play. Sidney will pick up 5 yards, and it'll be third and 5 to go.
So this will bring up a third and short opportunity. And we saw last week how penalties really hurt Deposit Hancock, who was playing a great game against Sidney. It was tied 6-6 at the half, but the penalties did catch up with them.
Yeah, they definitely did. But I'll tell you, the rest of the league, be wary of Deposit Hancock. They are a good football team.
Very athletic, very strong. They're going to surprise some people. Third and 5. Sidney goes back to the air. A catch by Leah Matthews. Good for a first down. And Moore drags some defenders up to about the 23-yard line. So with 9.5 to go in the first quarter, we're scoreless. And Sidney moves the chains there on that third and 5.
Nice little quick little out to Liam. And he made a nice job securing the ball. When he got hit, he didn't let him strip it. Got the first down for the Warriors.
Very precise route running, as you said, Tim. And the ball was right there when he turned. And it was only catchable by him, just because Darren put it right in there where it needed to be. First and 10. Smith rolls out to the right side, throws out into the flat for Ethan Finch. Little 360 spin before he's knocked out of bounds. And a very nice pickup there, and is enough for a first down, I believe.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a first down. It looks like they're going to be first and goal to go, because the ball is going to be spotted inside the 10-yard line.
So Sidney going right to left is going to be just about the 8-yard line. So they did score on this drive. It was taken away by a penalty, but they continue to march it down. So as we come up on 9 minutes to go in the opening quarter, Sydney trying to punch in the opening score of the game on the road at Green. Here is Smith, drops back, throws over, finds Leah Matthew, caught, and he's brought down by Coy Austin, and maybe a pickup of about three or four on the play.
Real nice play by number 10 from Green right there. Nice catch by Liam as well, because as soon as he caught that ball, 10 put his helmet right in his chest, and good job by both players on that.
That was the matchup I'm looking forward to tonight, is Coy Austin on that same side as Brandon Evans and as Leah Matthews. So here on second and three, Sydney's going to go back to the ground. They'll go to Lucas Tanner. He's going to run it up the gut, and a touchdown here for the Sydney Warriors. They will take a 6-0 lead.
Big LT takes the ball into the end zone for the Warriors. He's probably their big spiritual leader. I guess that's what I would call him, you know, because he fires the team up. He's a pretty fiery kid.
Yes, he is.
And it's nice to see him get the ball in the end zone.
And it's tough to stop when they go to that Wildcat direct snap to him. And he's a big guy to try to bring down. So here we will have the swinging gate, the two-point conversion, as Sydney takes a 6-0 lead. Here's the snap to Smith, and they'll try to throw to the outside. It's going to be incomplete. Green brought some great pressure there with Haddock and with Mitchell Walters. So with 8.5 to go in the first quarter, Sydney gets on the board. A Lucas Tanner 5-yard touchdown run, 6-0. Sydney leads Green. We'll be right back on CDO. And welcome back, folks. Sydney with an early 6-0 lead on a 5-yard touchdown run by Lucas Tanner. Nate Lowell, Tim Cutting with you on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. We always appreciate our listeners out there on the web. And so Sydney will kick off. Green will receive, and they will go left to right on your radio dial to start their first offensive possession of the evening. So Finch with a long arching kick, and it will be fielded by Logan Kennedy. Has a little trouble holding out to it, has to chase it back to his own 10-yard line, brings it out to the right side. Now he's going to try to create some space and works his way up to the 15 before he's brought down. So a little costly fumble of the ball, but he scooped it up and gets back out to the 15.
Yeah, nice little play by him, because I tell you, that ball went behind him, and you turn your back on all the gunners and all the defenders coming down the field, and Sydney did a nice job of covering that kick.
8:20 to go in the first quarter, and Sydney out to a quick 6-0 lead. The two-point conversion was no good on the 5-yard touchdown run from Lucas Tanner. They had scored earlier on that drive, a catch by Liam Matthews, but it was negated by a penalty. So here is the Green offense and quarterback Coy Austin. Austin in the shotgun, the snap is low. He's going to have to take off to the left side to avoid some pressure, maybe a gain of one, trying to make something out of nothing after that low snap.
Yeah, that just throws off the play. So, you know, the rhythm of the play right there, but a nice job by the young man to number 10, Coy Austin, with a nice athletic play of getting the ball and then getting a couple positive yards.
I tell you, Coy Austin is exactly what you want in a quarterback, 6'1", 200 pounds, and lightning fast, very good track sprinter as well. Had a great time watching him compete in the 100 and the 200-meter dash all last spring, and just a strong, powerful guy. So if he gets out into space, look out tonight. Second and nine here for Green. He's going to drop back to throw. Austin out into the flat, finds Haddock. He turns the corner and out of bounds at about the 25, very close to a first down. I think it might move the chains, and yes, it will.
Yeah, looks like they got a nice little play right there. A little fake to the dive back and a little half roll out by Austin, and the receiver in the flat. Nice little play, first down yardage.
We saw a lot of Isaac Haddock on defense for Green on that first possession. Several nice tackles. Again, another guy who's 6 foot tall, 200 pounds, and packs a punch there as well. So first and 10 for Green. Sydney leads 6-0, 7:35 to go in the first quarter. Here is Austin, a handoff to Haddock, who will try to bust his way up the middle and does break his way through the line. Actually, excuse me, that's Nate Erickson. And a pickup of about 2 yards there for Erickson.
Yeah, Nate with a nice little run right there. He really didn't have much at the line of scrimmage, but he bounced outside and picked up a couple positive yards.
Nate, another fast, athletic, quick guy, only a sophomore. Of course, we really loved watching his older brother, Luke Erickson, who's now actually a preferred walk-on at Syracuse University, has made the team. And a big kudos to him, because he had that devastating knee injury at the end of last year and was able to fight back through it. Here is Nate Erickson. No, a quarterback keeper by Coy Austin to the outside. First down and more out to about the 45. And so Green is doing a nice job of moving the chains. There's that speed from the quarterback, Coy Austin.
Absolutely nice ball fake right there, because I thought the fullback had the ball as well. And so didn't most of the Warriors until they saw Austin running past the first down yard marker.
Yeah, very Very well-sold fake. Clock continues to move down to 6:50 to go. First quarter. Sydney leads Green 6-0 here under the lights at GCS. Great night for football. Glad to have you along. Here is Coy Austin. He's in the shotgun. The line is set. One man in motion from left to right. Again, they'll hand off to Logan Kennedy. Cuts back. He's across midfield. 45 and tripped up at about the 42. Boy, he gets past that second level. He might have been gone. And now a flag on the play.
Yeah.
I believe this might be on the green bench.
Yeah, it has to. I don't know what. This is right exactly near the bench. Oh, too close to the playing field. Ball was actually gone to the left side, away from the green bench, but they just threw a flag on the green bench for sideline infraction.
Well, you do not see that very often. Nope. The official kind of motioning that, hey, maybe there's been a warning a couple times. Hard to say, but that is something you do not see every day.
Well, I hope the Warriors are taking that warning, even if it wasn't given to them, because it's basically the same thing. They just got a flag for it, and they're willing to do it to you, too. So.
The ball is inside Sydney territory. Green again going left to right with 6:20 to go in the first quarter. A 6-0 lead for Sydney over Green. First and 10 for the Trojans. Coy Austin, the quarterback in midfield, tosses to the right side. A catch by Haddock, knocked out of bounds at about the 33-yard line. So a pickup of about 5 yards there for the Trojans.
Yeah, nice little play right there by Austin and Haddock right there. Pretty much the same play they ran the first time for the first down, and same play.
Austin had to go so far in the backfield to get some room to pass that. They actually picked up about 15, but from where the line of scrimmage was, that's about, they're going to say, 7. So a 2nd and 3 here for Green. 6:10 to go in the first quarter. Green marching. They're in Sydney territory going left to right. They hand off. Nate Erickson zigzags his way through the middle of the field. Good for a first down. And down to the 25-yard line. So this Green offense looking impressive so far.
Yeah, and Nate with a nice little finish to that run. I don't know if you caught that, Nate. He actually looked like he was diving into a swimming pool.
Yeah.
You know, you see that at the end at the end zone, you know, going into the end line. But he wanted to make sure that he got the first down yardage. So he just took off on both feet and dove over top of the pile.
Looks like we'll have a timeout here. It's taken by the Sydney Warriors. We'll take a quick break. With just under 6 minutes to go in the first quarter, it's Sydney 6, Green nothing. We'll be right back on CDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area as local athletes.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, folks. Green taking a timeout here, or Sydney, excuse me, taking a timeout. Sydney with a 6-0 lead with 6 minutes to go in this first quarter, a 1st and 10 for the Green Trojans. Your thoughts on this Green offense so far?
Well, very impressive. Austin runs a nice show back there as the quarterback, and he's got a great wide out or tight end type player in Haddock. And I think Coach Matthews just saw enough of that just walking down the field against him, so that's why he called the timeout to have a little conversation with the Warriors.
Giving the Warriors a chance to regroup here. 1st and 10 with 5:57 officially to go in this first quarter. Here is Coy Austin with Haddock in motion. Austin will hand off. And a nice fake. Here comes Nate Erickson to the left side. A flag on the play as he's brought down, cuts across the 20, and down to about the 16-yard line.
Yeah, that was an interesting little play right there. But he actually gave him the ball, and when he went, he actually looked like he was not going to get tackled for a loss, but then the running back actually did like a little fake, like, oh, I don't even have the ball. And they faked out the Sydney kid, and he got the yardage, but we do have a penalty against the Trojans.
And so this will back up what was a nice run there. And I will say on this first drive tonight, Green doing a great job with the trickery in the backfield. You don't know exactly who's going to have it.
Austin is really good with the ball fakes and everything. And then, you know, add the fact that he's, like you said, Nate, very, very speedy. And that makes it very difficult for the Warriors to defend.
So this will back up Green after the penalty. Another 10 yards, so a 1st and 20. The ball going to be at about the 35-yard line. Here's Coy Austin on 1st down, throws over the middle. He's got a man. Mitchell Walters complete, And a flag on the play as he's brought down at the 15, but a good pass play, and Green's showing that they can throw the ball too.
Yeah, real nice play, and I'll tell you, it was a really good defensive play by Liam Matthews, but he got a flag because they're giving him for pass interference, I believe. But I think he got a first down before that anyway.
Looked like he caught it, and then there was contact.
Yeah.
And
not
so,
according to the referee, because it looked like he thought he went over top of him and made contact. And, yep, he is calling pass interference against Liam Matthews. It was declined because they'll accept the first down.
So Green moving the ball very well. They are inside the Sydney red zone on their first drive tonight. A first and 10 with the ball on the 15-yard line. Green going left to right with 5.5 to go in this first quarter. 6-0 lead for Sydney over the Green Trojans. Coy Austin with a quarterback keeper punches his way to the outside and down to the 12-yard line. And so this will be a 2nd and 7 coming up. I will say, I talked to a lot of the Green guys after their first 2 weeks, and I said, one thing that has been good for us, we've played two very hard-nosed physical games, and we feel like we're battle-tested and hopefully ready for Sydney. That was their sentiment coming
one
in.
One thing that they're doing, like you said before, Nate, is maybe the best way to keep Smith in that high-profile offense off the field is don't give him the ball.
Yep.
Green is doing a really nice job with this drive.
And I think that's what Unitigo and Deposit Hancock attempted to do as well, but it just didn't work as well during the first 2 weeks. So on 2nd and 6, a run to the outside, no gain on the play. So this will bring up, well, about a gain of 1. So this will bring up a 3rd and 5 for Green. They're inside the Sydney red zone. They're down to the 12-yard line, trailing 6-0 with 4.5 to go in the first quarter.
Yeah, nice little play right there. And I'll tell you, you know, definitely in 2-down territory. But as we talked about at the beginning, they do have a kicker, and we saw him kicking at least 30 yarders. So
that's a great weapon to have, especially at the Class D level. 3rd and 5, and let's see. Looks like we're going to have a timeout taken here by the Green Trojans. So we'll step away for 30 seconds with the score. Sydney 6, Green nothing, but the Trojans are on the march. They are at the Sydney 10-yard line, 3rd and 5 when we come back on CDO.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, folks. Green marching the ball right down the field here, trailing Sydney 6-0. A 3rd and 5 coming up for the Green Trojans. Very reminiscent of the first drive of the season for Unitigo, when I thought they came down in that game and they stalled at about the 5, maybe 10-yard line, and then after that they just had no confidence in their offense during week 1. So we'll see if you're a Green Trojan fan here. They can get on the board. Really might light the fire here tonight for the Trojans. 3rd and 5 coming out of the timeout. Here is quarterback Coy Austin, the senior, in the shotgun. Hands off. No, fakes. He's going to throw out into the flat on the right side. Pass is complete, and the Sydney defense is swarming. Flag on the play. I don't think they're going to get the first down, as Noah Kennedy came in with the reception but did not get 5 yards.
Yeah, the flag was thrown by the official on the tackle, so I'm thinking maybe we might have a face mask.
So it is a face mask against the Sydney Warriors. A costly penalty for Sydney will give Green a first down here, Tim.
Yeah, automatic first down and a couple yards probably on the play. So they'll probably be inside first and goal to go.
And so just when it looked like Green was going to have a 4th and inches and maybe a tough decision to make, now they're going to have a first down and a goal to go.
Yeah, it was a nice little play, and unfortunately, I'm not sure who made the tackle for the Warriors, but they were right there, did their key right, had the play stopped, and grabbed the face mask. Referee saw it, threw the flag.
Looking at the out-of-town scoreboard real quick, Unitigo has jumped out to a 7-0 lead over Unadilla Valley. Dawson Wilsey, a 65-yard touchdown on the first play from scrimmage. So nice job there for Unitigo. So here is Green on a 3rd and 1. They will not get the first down. Coy Austin with a cutback, and he's still churning. Little 360, but finally brought down by Ethan Finch. I do think he got the 1 yard, though.
Yeah, I do believe he got the first down, but I'll tell you, when he spun, he turned his back to Ethan Finch, and Ethan Finch just laid the lumber right there. Very nice. Shows how tough Austin is, because he just took a real good hit.
So they're going to say he didn't get that, and now a Sydney player coming off on the far side. It looks like Cameron Chabot being helped off by the trainers. So this is going to be a first and goal. Excuse me, they did get the first down. So after that face mask, it was just a third and short. And then the short run by Coy Austin brings up a first and goal here with 3:40 to go in the first quarter. Sydney leading Green 6-0. Haddock is in motion from right to left. They pitch out to the outside for Nate Erickson. Great cutback, dives for the end zone. Touchdown, Green. The Trojans are on the board with Nate Erickson.
Yeah, did nice play by the defense right there, but got juked in the backfield, and Erickson made a nice cut and back into the end zone for six, and we have a tie ball game, folks.
So a 5-yard TD run for Nate Erickson, and a great job by Green to just persevere through that drive and punch it in. They took a good chunk of time off the clock, too.
Well, Sydney's drive was, what would we say?
About a minute and a half.
Yeah, a minute and a half or so. Yeah, they definitely took at least 8 minutes.
Green is going to go to kick the extra point here with Mitchell Walters. The hold is good. The kick is good. Yes. Mitchell Walters converts the point after, and it is Green 7, Sydney 6 with 3.5 to go in the first quarter. For Kim Cutting, I'm Nate Law. We'll be right back on CDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center for wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service? Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
For over 20 years, Lang Trucking has provided residential and commercial garbage service to Delaware, Shenango, and Otsego counties. We're proud of our family-run business. We take care of special needs of the individual and offer house calls to seniors or assistance after surgery or rehab stay. If you're moving or house cleaning, our one-time pickup could be the perfect solution for you. So if locally owned and operated is important to you, give us a call at Lang Trucking at 895-6365. Owned and operated by us. The Langs. Lang Trucking of Guilford proudly supports high school football on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back with 3.5 to go in the first quarter under the lights here at Green Central School. The Green Trojans take a 7-6 lead on a touchdown run by Nate Erickson of 5 yards over the Sydney Warriors.
So, an 85-yard drive.
Yes, very nice drive by Green. And they'll have a little squib kick here, fielded by Reggie Jimenez at his own 35. And that's where he will go down. And Sydney will start to drive their second drive of the night, going right to left.
Yeah, that'll be the second time we see Darren Smith in the mighty Sydney Warrior offense. But I'll tell you what, Green did a really nice job. I mean, I'm guessing 8-9 minutes they ate up on that clock right there. That's definitely the best way to keep them off the field, is to hang on to it yourself.
We're told that Unitego has scored again, second touchdown of the night for Dawson Wilsey, and they lead Unadilla Valley on the road 13-0. So the Spartans getting going tonight.
Wilsey had a big run and a touchdown.
Yep.
And then they must have done an onside kick and got the ball back again.
It was so quick. We'll have to find out as Sydney here on first down throws to the right side, complete over to Ethan Finch. Good for a first down, and he'll pick up about 13, move the chains out to about midfield. Great play.
Yeah, right now, that either side, the right side or the left side, Darren has the outside receivers just running little outs, and Green is giving them the respected distance, and they're letting them have it, and then they're making the yardage up after the catch.
Clock continues to move as Finch did not get out of bounds, and they'll hand off here to Reggie Jimenez on a first and 10 as he goes up the middle, brought down after about a gain of 2 or 3. With 2:55 to go here in this first quarter.
Yeah, nice little play right off tackle, off the guard center gap, and brings up second down and about 8.
So they are into Green territory against Sydney in the white uniforms tonight, white pants, white tops, the maroon helmets. Going right to left, Green has the black pants, the green helmet, and the green tops. Darren Smith, a QB keeper, trying to push the pile forward here on 2nd and 7, maybe a gain of 2. brings up a third and five. It's a long third and five here for Sydney.
Yep, big play. They just crossed over into Trojan territory, so we'll see what the Warriors have in mind right here. You know, like I said, they've been able to throw the ball on the outside, and the receivers have been able to pick up that necessary yardage. But see what play Coach Matthews dials up here.
Technically, officially, a third and four here as we come up on 2 minutes to go in the first quarter for Sydney. Smith looks over to the Sydney sideline as the play clock comes down to 10. He's willing to take his time here and see if the Trojans maybe jump the line. They don't. Smith drops back, steps forward in the pocket, now throws a bullet, but somebody got a hand on it there for the Green Trojans and knocked it down.
Yeah, I don't know who got the ball, like you said, Nate, but somebody definitely did tip it at the line of scrimmage, and that pass went wailing into the night and landed on the ground. No reception.
First time we've
seen here.
Somebody knock the pass down like that over the middle. Sydney has just really been effective at that the first 2 weeks of the season. Big decision for Sydney. Fourth and four. Looks like they're going to go for it. With a minute 47 to go in the first quarter, they are in Green territory with the ball on the 42 going right to left.
We have seen Smith drop people off sides all year long very easily.
Smith counts, drops back, throws across the middle, complete, and good for a first down, I believe. I think that was Colby Finch coming across the middle. Yes, catch was good. Good for a first down, or did he drop it? We haven't seen the signal yet. I believe he might have dropped it.
Well, I guess I thought he called it a catch, but then it looks like they're flipping the chain, so it's an incomplete pass, and Green Trojans will take over first and 10 on about their 42-yard line.
So Colby Finch just could not quite hang on to that one, and the Green defense comes up with a big stop. And with a minute 42 to go in the first quarter, it's Green 7. They get the ball back, and Sydney 6.
And I can tell you why Colby Finch didn't finish that playoff, because he got absolutely leveled.
Yes, he did.
Safety from Green came up and laid the lumber.
So Green gets the ball back near midfield. They have it on their own 42. They flip the field and go left to right. They hand off to Erickson on first down. Nice tackle there by David Gannon, I believe, coming up to bring him down by the shoestrings. Otherwise, Erickson might have been gone, pick up about 2 yards.
He definitely was going to have a lot more yardage if Gannon didn't make that tackle. Real nice defensive play there to stop Erickson with a short of 3 yards.
Clock moving down to a minute 20 to go in this first quarter. Great game here tonight under the lights at Green Central School. The Sydney Warriors coming in at 2-0. Green is 1-1. Here is Coy Austin with a man in motion. Austin, little quarterback keeper, wants to sweep to the right side. It's up to the 45-50 flag on the play as he steps out of bounds.
That's coming back. I was so close to saying throw the flag. It was a hold, clear the hold. But the referee finally did throw the flag, and it is a hold against the Green Trojans on the end.
So that will negate about a 6-yard run there from Coy Austin on a little QB sweep and bring up a second and long here for the Trojans with about a minute to go in the first quarter.
Got to remember, I don't have a whistle in my mouth anymore. I have a headset.
Yeah. Not exactly the same. So with a minute to go here in this first quarter, great game so far, as we expected. You know, just the history between these two teams, especially last year. So a lot of these guys on the field really just, you know, had a great time last year with a good regular season game. And then, of course, the playoffs. And the run that Sydney had, I think Green said, hey, that could have been us just easily. So,
absolutely.
Especially with the weapons they had, boy. And still have. Coy Austin, the quarterback here on 2nd and 18, a quarterback keeper this time to the left side, but nowhere to go. And a good job by the Sydney defense, led by Wyatt Kiff coming in to make the play.
Wyatt Kiff was a nice tackle, but Austin was able to gain 1 yard on the play. So it'll bring up 3rd and 18.
Yeah, 3rd and 18. With 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. It's Green 7, Sydney 6, and I think Green's going to have to get one more playoff here before the end of the quarter, about a four-second difference between the game clock and the play clock. So they break the huddle with 17 seconds to go here in the first quarter, and we'll see what they decide to do on 3rd and 17, if they'll air it out. One wide receiver split to each side. Austin looking at both sides, drops back, looks left, flushed out of the pocket here, pulls it down. He's going to run. He's got some room. Austin up to the 50, to the 45, first down, and to the Sydney territory, down to the 41. Coy Austin doing it with his legs to end the first quarter.
Yeah, nice play right there. He actually looked like it was nothing but a straight pass play, and he just waited it out, and it almost was like a delayed draw, like it was designed, and good play for first down yardage.
So at the end of the first quarter, it is Green 7, Sydney 6. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on CDO. And welcome back, folks. Start of the second quarter. The Green Trojans are leading the Sydney Warriors 7-6. Just to recap the scoring in the first quarter, Lucas Tanner scores for Sydney on a 5-yard touchdown run, and Nate Erickson gets a TD for a GCS 5-yard run of his own. And so the score, 7-6, the difference, the point after attempt by Green was good, and the two-point conversion by Sydney failed on their end. So we'll start the second quarter here, Tim.
Yeah, here we go with Austin with the ball, getting ready to start off the second quarter.
So they flip ends of the field as Green will now go right to left on your radio dial. Austin will throw on first and 10, but off the fingertips of his intended receiver, Justin Carmen. Second down coming here for the Trojans.
Nice little pass, though. He threw that ball right where only his receiver could get it, and he was unable to catch it, but so it'll bring up second down and 10.
Nice throw, though, and I'm just so impressed by Austin here. You know, on the move,
really whether controlling the game,
running, throwing doesn't matter, and it just really seems to have a good command of this offense, and the troops, you can tell, believe in him that are around him. It's great to see. So 7-6 game, Green on top of Sydney here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. A pitch on first down here for the Trojans to the left side, flag on the play out to the 40-yard line as Logan Kennedy is brought down, and we'll see who the yellow flag is on.
Yeah, nice tackle there by Reggie Jimenez, and looks to me like he gained about 1 or 2 yards on the play, but there is a flag. We'll see what the flag is on the play.
Just want to take a quick minute to give a shout-out to one of our online listeners tonight on WCDOsports.com. Of course, Carolee Pierce, listening down at Marywood University in Pennsylvania, 2017 grad for the Sydney Warriors, playing basketball down there. So we're glad that all these grads and alums can tune in wherever they're off at school. So hope you're doing well, Carolee. Your dad, of course, Donnie, helping out with the team again this year, and sure he's over there pacing the sidelines as he is every game. It's fun to watch.
Yeah, and I was just going to say, you're doing it on the web there. I'm going to just throw one out to one of our radio listeners, Lawrence Bunker Halbert. Real, real great fan of the Warriors. We love to hear that you listen to us. I'm surprised that you can stand listening to me. thank you very much, and appreciate your comments.
Yeah, thanks to all our listeners, and we appreciate getting the feedback and that you enjoy, what we're doing here. It's great on a Friday night. If you can't make it to the game, it's on the road or whatever, we're glad to bring it to you. So second and 10 here after the penalty for the Green Trojans as they go right to left on your radio dial. Ball is on the Sydney 41. They are in Sydney territory trying to add to their lead. It's Green 7, Sydney 6. Here's Austin. Drops back. He's at midfield. He's going to go deep on this one down the right sideline and almost intercepted by Ethan Finch. Intended receiver, I believe, was Nate Erickson, but nobody came down with that one.
Yeah, no, that was definitely a really nice defensive play by Ethan Finch. He got him on his hip, kept him right there. It almost looked like he became the receiver because he was in such great defensive position. So it'll be third down and 10, like Nate said.
Hard to throw against a guy like Ethan Finch because he's big, he's strong, he's fast. At the Class D level, that's a big weapon to have, no matter where they play.
Pretty good combination to have on any level to have that all three sets, be able to jump, run, and pretty strong, too.
So 11:25 to go in this second quarter. Here is Coy Austin on a third and 10. The Green quarterback flushed out to the left side, throws, looking for Logan Kennedy, but it was off his fingertips. Pass was a little high, and I think he knew the pressure was coming, dropped that ball. Fourth down coming for Green.
Nice job on that play because I could see Sydney getting a late hit penalty right there, but Lucas Tanner did a nice little hurdle of the receiver and kept the play, and looks like the Warriors will get the ball back here by the first punt of Green.
As you've said a couple times, I turned the back, and I'm sure you can hear those footsteps coming, so it's a tough situation to be in. So it looks like Mitchell Walters will come in to punt, standing at about midfield here on a beautiful fall Friday night. Great night for high school football. Some big-time matchups going on locally, and we'll try to keep an eye on those. Flag on the play as they go to punt this one away on a 4th and 10. We'll see who it's on.
False start against the Trojans. It'll back it up a little bit more. With college and stuff, and the pros, you see that, and they do it on purpose, and the reason they do it is to give the punter a little bit more room. And
sure.
I'm going to say this. We've seen this young man kick. And I didn't get to see him punt, but I imagine with the foot that he can kick the ball with, he's going to punt now. He can boot it, too.
So now he's standing at about the green 40. He's going to be punting from right to left. Liam Matthews is standing back on about the Sydney 12-yard line awaiting. And Walters, let's see what he's got here. A pretty good punt line drive, but it has enough underneath. It takes a green bounce, but just trickles into the end zone. Boy, if it goes the other way, they might have downed that on about the one.
Yeah, that would have been pretty bad, and I bet Mr. Matthews would have heard from Mr. Matthews when he got over to the side.
So 11:08 to go in the second quarter. So Green comes up empty on that drive, but they still have a 7-6 lead over the Sydney Warriors. And we'll see if the Sydney offense can click like they did on the first drive where they had the Lucas Tanner touchdown. Since then, Green has done a nice job of chewing time off the clock and shutting down the Sydney offense.
Yeah, definitely. Keep that high-profile offense off the field, and they can't score against you.
So Liam Matthews is on the left wing. Ethan Finch on the right. Darren Smith in the shotgun as Sydney goes left to right on this drive to start the second quarter. The handoff to Jimenez on the left side. Pickup of about 5 as he bulls his way out to the 25-yard line on the left wing side.
Yeah, nice little play off the guard tackle gap again for Reggie Jimenez. Gain of about 5, like Nate said, and the Warriors will be second down and 5.
Clock continuing to move down to 10:45 to go before the halftime break. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report where we'll try to get you some out-of-town scores. We'll recap this game here in the first half, so make sure you stay tuned for that. On a 2nd and 6, they throw out to the right wing side to Ethan Finch. Flag on the play, I believe, for a late hit here, as they're going to get that on Erickson, who just barely touched Finch as he was going out of bounds. That's a tough one.
Yeah.
But a first down for Sydney.
It was, he definitely was on the sideline, and you just can't touch him. I mean, that doesn't make sense why you do it, but just the littlest things sometimes get caught, and that referee was right there, and he did not hesitate.
And I'm sure with a guy like Finch, if you're Erickson, you want to make sure he's out of bounds.
Yeah.
You don't want him to cut up the side.
Nope, absolutely.
Barely touched him. That's a tough call.
Yeah,
tough call.
Definitely, especially in front of the Green Brain Trust. I mean, they are right in front of him. So that's going to give a nice – they had first down yardage on the pass play, and now they just got another 15 yards.
So this will march Sydney, who's going left to right, into Green territory. Ball's at the 48, a 1st and 10 for the Warriors with a 10.5 time on the clock here before the halftime break, as Smith will drop back to pass. He's going to float this one in the air. He's got Liam Matthews. He's underneath the coverage. Caught it. He's at the 10, the 5. Touchdown for Sydney. A 50-yard bomb there from Smith to Matthews.
Yeah, and I'll guarantee you, I'll almost tell you right now, I didn't see the pattern, but by the way, how far out ahead of the defender he was, I guarantee you it was a double move. He takes it inside, and then all of a sudden he just busts outside, and he is so fast and quick, and he just gets that separation so easily.
You know, a lot of the time we're watching the ball on the play. If you were just watching him, all of a sudden, poof, he's into space so quickly. He's got that that great route running and that speed, and it puts Sydney back ahead 12-7. Here comes the two-point conversion. Direct snap to Finch. He's going to pile his way forward. Did he get in? He lost the ball. And we'll wait for the official signal. Yes, they're going to say he got in. Green fans, I don't think, are pleased with that, but Sydney puts 2 points on the board, and they will have a 14-7 lead with 10:22 to go in the second quarter. We're going to step away. Again, Sydney retakes the lead on a touchdown pass, 50 yards from Darren Smith to Liam Matthews. We'll be right back on CDO. And welcome back. 10:22 to go in the second quarter. Sydney retakes the lead, a 50-yard touchdown pass through the night sky. Darren Smith to Liam Matthews, and Sydney leads 14-7. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you tonight on CDO as Sydney will kick off to Green.
Yeah, nice little play right there. And again, like I said before, you know, Liam just is such a good route runner. He makes his nice cuts, sharp cuts, and he's got speed to go with it.
So here is Ethan Finch. He will kick off. We'll see if there's any trickery here from the Warriors. Finch will just pop this one long, and it'll be fielded at the 20 by the Green Trojans. Scooped up here by Coy Austin. Out to the 30. Austin still on his feet, trying to weave his way back through the tackles up to the 35. Nice little return by Green's Coy Austin, and that's where the Trojans' offense will get back on the field.
Yeah, nice little play right there. Good little 15-yard run back, and it looked like he was trying to get hidden behind the scrum again. We always use that word every now and then. You know, we bring in the Australian rules of football and rugby, and it looked just like that. They He got in there, and he's tough to find, and he's a good athlete. He's going to be tough to bring down.
So just over 10 minutes to go before the halftime break. Sydney leading Green on the road 14-7. And we'll see if the Trojans can get another one of these long clock-chewing drives like they did in the first quarter where they were able to punch it in and score. Hand off on first down to Nate Erickson, and he's going to gain about one, pushes the pile forward for the Trojans.
Yeah, that was a hard 1 yard right there, too, because I'll tell you what, he got hit in the backfield, but he just kept his legs chugging and finished off the run for a yard gain.
So the clock will continue to move, and I think if you're Green, you want to chew his, and mistake me if you think I'm wrong here, Tim, you want to chew this clock, maybe try to keep this Sydney offense off the field as much as possible here before the halftime break.
I think Coach Gorton and his brain trust has definitely got a great game plan for the Warriors tonight, and the kids are executing it very well right now.
Here's Coy Austin on a 2nd and 10, drops back to throw to the outside. It's complete to Haddock for a gain of about 8, and it's going to be a 3rd and short coming up. Nice play there by the Trojans.
Yep, same play they've been running. It's just that little half rollout by Austin, and Austin hits Haddock right in the flat. Good gain on 2nd down, and it brings up 3rd down in a long 3.
And those are the plays they need to convert to keep the clock going, but make it manageable as well. You want these 3rd and shorts to give yourself a chance.
And Haddock is showing some really good hands, too. I mean, that pass was a little low, and he caught that right at his shoelaces. Nice catch.
So the ball is out to the 44-yard line, still in Green territory as they go right to left. They trail Sydney 14-7, a 3rd and 2. The snap was low. Austin had to scoop it up, make something out of nothing. A 1st down for Green, dives head first to the Trojans logo. Great play by Coy Austin.
Yeah, really nice play. Bad snap, and I'll tell you, usually that is disaster because you don't know where the ball, if you're going to pick it up and your running back is going to be where he's supposed to be or anything like that. It totally disrupts the rhythm of the play. But Coy Austin's a good athlete and finished the run off for a 1st down yardage.
And the Sydney defense was coming. They were on top of him, and he just was able to slick his way out of there.
Not only slick, but outrun.
Yes. 8:30 to go, 2nd quarter. It is Sydney 14, Green 7. 1st and 10 at midfield for the Trojans, and a flag on the play will blow the play dead.
Yep, we're going to have a false start against the Trojans. That'll back them up 5 yards, and it'll be 1st down and 15.
So a 1st and long coming up here for the Trojans. Again, stay tuned for our halftime report brought to you by Marabito Energy Products. But again, the score 14-7. We will recap the first half of this game, gets you some out-of-town scores. A lot of big matchups tonight. I'm interested to get our first score update from Maine Endwell at Norwich. That could be a very good game.
That would be a really good one. And now we were listening earlier that Forks and Shenango Valley going at it again.
Yeah.
Crosstown rivals there. And I heard, and I don't know if this is true or not, but I heard if Forks wins, it'll be 30 consecutive years.
Jeez. Talk about you don't want to be the team that gives up that streak, right? I mean, that's a long streak. A lot of great games going up and down Route 12 tonight. Here on a 1st and 15, they'll go right back to Coy Austin on a quarterback keeper. Maybe a gain of 1 or 2 on the play for Coy Austin. Big 3rd and long coming up. Actually, no, it's still going to be 2nd down, so a 2nd and 13 coming up.
2nd and 13, and I'll tell you, number 2 for the Sydney Warriors, Tanner Gifford did an absolutely fantastic job of containing Austin because he was trying to kick it outside. He didn't make the tackle, but he kicked it back inside and where his fellow teammates were to finish off the play.
Gifford still playing with that cast as he did last week. He missed week 1 as a wrist injury.
You call it a cast, I call it a club.
Yeah, pretty much like another weapon out there. But it's all wrapped up and should be safe, but it is big on his arm. Here we go, 2nd and 13. They'll hand off to Logan Kennedy to the outside. Clock still will move. He gets across midfield to about the 46-yard line. So a manageable but still long 3rd and 7 for Green with 7 minutes to go before the half.
Yeah, he got a nice little probably 4 or 5 yards on that play and brings up manageable yardage for the 3rd down play.
6:50 to go before the halftime break. It's Sydney leading Green 14-7. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, our web stream and our game audio archive brought to you by SFCU. You can go anytime and listen back to these games on WCDOsports.com. 3rd and 7, a little pitch to Kennedy, right side, trying to get to the edge, cuts back, 45 up to the 40. He's about a yard short, very, very close here for the Trojans.
Very close and big decision time right here. You know, I mean, 6 minutes left in the half. You can keep the Sydney Warriors off the field, the offensive team off the field by the 1 yard or 2 yard play. You've got Coy Austin running the ball great back there, and you always have the opportunity to draw the Warriors offside.
Fourth and one coming here for Sydney as the clock continues to tick. 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. Green trying to chew up this clock and maybe tie this ball game or take the lead as they are in Sydney territory down to the 42-yard line, and a timeout is taken here by the Green Trojans. We're going to step away for a short break with 5:51 to go in the second quarter. Again, our score, Sydney 14, Green 7. We'll be right back on CDO.
Your friends from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And just coming back out of the timeout here, Green faced with a fourth and one. Will we maybe see a little quarterback sneak perhaps from Coy Austin, who's shown that he's very talented at running between the tackles so far here tonight?
Yeah, it could be the play. I mean, I would imagine if you're going to do that, you're probably going to have him go under center, which would be a clear indication if I was the Sydney Warriors defensive brain trust as that's what was going to happen. But he is in that shotgun all the time. I have not seen him go under center yet, but he runs up there all of a sudden. That timeout was to make sure they had everybody's ducks in a row there. So we'll see what happens.
He's in the shotgun, fourth and one. 5:50 to go, second quarter. Green trailing Sydney 14-7. Here's the snap and a flag on the play, and this could have a huge effect on the outcome here of this drive. Let's see what it does.
Well, start against Green.
So Green maybe jumped a little bit as they were trying to pull Sydney off, and so this is going to be a fourth and six, backing Green up to their to the Sydney 46-yard line. So now, whole different set of plays here for the Green Trojans to try to keep this drive alive.
Yeah, it looks like Mitchell Walters is on the field to punt.
So Green not going to gamble with this field position here. And now a timeout is taken. And the Sydney Warriors will burn a timeout with 5:50 to go before the halftime break. It's Sydney 14 and Green 7. We'll be right back on CDO.
Matt's Auto of Otigo is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. A special good luck wish goes to the Unitigo Spartans. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otigo on County Road 7, a short drive from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, alignments, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7, just down from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto of Otigo, 988-9264.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
So the Green Trojans looking to punt here on 4th and 6 with about 6 minutes to go until the halftime break. Sydney leading 14-7 tonight here on CDO. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you under the lights from Green Central School. A beautiful fall night for week 3 of high school football. Walters will punt this one away. A good punt up into the dark night sky. Sydney's going to let this one bounce, and it goes up to about the 25-yard line. So that's where Sydney will take over, going left to right deep in their own territory.
The Sydney Warriors got very lucky right there. There was a player very, very close to that ball. He never saw it. He never picked it up. And that ball hits him. That's a live ball. And that could have been disastrous for the Warriors.
So the Warriors, I mean, 5:38 for an offense like this is an eternity to work with. So the Green defense, it's really on them here to try to get a stop and maybe get the ball back, give their offense another chance, or at least keep this a one-score game going into halftime. So a lot here on Green.
And both teams have used two timeouts so far, so they both have one left.
First and 10, they'll hand it off to Reggie Jimenez. A little sweep to the left side, brought down after a gain of about 2, and they bottle him up there.
Yeah, just running that little play right off the guard tackle gap, and Reggie's just finishing off the run going forward. He's not the biggest guy in the world. He doesn't run over a lot of people, but he doesn't go backwards a lot either.
Do have a score update that Forks is up 28-0 at the half.
Oh, boy.
So the Forks machine continues to roll. Boy, they look good. Here is Smith on a 2nd and 6. To the right side, he runs, throws this ball up and over the hands there of Ethan Finch.
Yeah, the green defenders are really allowing them to have that yardage, on the first down or whatever on that little out. And the thing is they have two guys on Finch, and they also have two guys on Matthews, so you got to think somebody is going to be wide open on one of these plays, and they're just going to pop it to them and maybe a little quick half-back pass
sure.
or something, and they're going to be gone.
Could be a big night for somebody like Brandon Evans if he can find a way. 3rd and 6 coming up for Sydney as we hit 5 minutes to go before the halftime break. Sydney leading 14-7 on the road under the lights here at Green. Here is Smith, drops back on a 3rd and 6. And he's knocked out of the pocket. They'll bring him down. And the Green defense is there as they break through. And that was Haddock bringing him down. And Nathan Herbert was there as well.
Nice play right there. I was just getting ready to say, that Darren Smith was doing a nice job. He was going to step up into the pocket. And then Haddock comes out of nowhere and makes a great tackle and a tackle for loss on the play.
Well, we just said it was up to the Green defense to make a stand, and they did. Unless we see some trickery out of the Sydney punt team here, it looks like Ethan Finch will punt it away as the play clock is down to 5, and to our right is Nate Erickson standing on his own 35 waiting to receive. Punt is high and will take a bounce at the 40-yard line and stays inbounds, and Sydney is going to down it at about the 31-yard line. So Green will get the ball back with 4:05 to go in the second quarter. 1st and 10, they will start on their own 29.
I thought for sure we were going to see the sprint-out punt, but no, it didn't happen. He stayed in the pocket and punted it and really did a nice job flipping the field.
So 14-7 the score, a low-scoring affair. In terms of at least Sydney, they're used to putting up a ton of points, but Green has found a way. But you know what? Last week, Deposit Hancock did a very nice job, too. That was 6-6 at the halftime break. So you really, if you're playing Sydney this year, it seems like you have to be willing to go all four quarters with them.
Yeah, and I was just going to say, I think both teams have been like at 4 or 5 possessions, already. So for another broken play, totally broken play right there. And nice job by Austin not to pitch the ball, because if he pitched it, there was no one there. And he got about 6 yards.
Yeah, he looked to his left like someone was supposed to be there for a pitch and instead just had to pivot, do a little 180 and run the other way. So it really made something out of nothing. 2nd and 6 coming here for Green. With 3:55 to go in the second quarter. And the ball is out to about the 36-yard line. So Green, with the green uniforms, the green helmet, and the black pants, going right to left. Deep here in the second quarter. Austin is in the shotgun on a 2nd and 6. Drops back to his right. Avoids the tackle from Cam Chabot of Sydney. In traffic. Throws back across the field. Almost picked off by Ethan Finch. Right through his hands. Otherwise, that could have spelled very big trouble for Green, as he might have been off to the house.
Yeah, he was totally baiting Austin on that play. You could see that he was just waiting and waiting and waiting and making it look like the guy was open. And as soon as he let that ball go, he went and made a play on it and almost came up with a 6-6, possibly.
Injury on the field for the Green Trojans, so we'll take a quick break. But very rare that you don't see Ethan Finch come down with a ball like that. So 3:44 to go in the second quarter. It's Sydney leading Green 14-7. We'll step away and be right back on CDO.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otego is a proud supporter of high school football on WCDO. Make sure you check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and so much more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks that you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otego today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sunday 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Good luck, area athletes from Jake's Deli of Otego.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Friday Night Lights on WCDO. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting back here on CDO. Brandon Scott is the hurt player for Green. Took a couple of minutes here, but now he's being helped off under his own power by the training staff. Appears to be okay, so we'll hope that Brandon is okay, and we'll see him back in the game here tonight. Maybe just got the wind knocked out of him or a stinger, something along those lines. Appears to be walking fine. That's great to see.
Yeah, absolutely good thing to see, and a great display of sportsmanship. I love it when the opposing teams take a knee right near where the player is, and everybody is just quiet and lets the training staff do what they need to do, and I'm glad to see the young man walking off the field on his own power.
Looks like he might be holding a spot on his back, yep. So maybe he got twisted up a little bit there. So good to see, though, that he is okay as he walks off. We'll get back to game action with 3:44 to go in the second quarter. It's Sydney 14 and Green 7. Green is on their own 36, marching right to left, but it's a 3rd and 6. So the Trojans needing to move the chains. Here is Coy Austin. The quarterback will pull it down. He'll look to run. Cuts back. He's got a first down. Slices his way up to the 45 to the 46. And, boy, when you need something to happen, Coy Austin just gets it done.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you right now, I just saw something that I don't think I've ever seen. That quarterback finishes off his runs. We talked about the running backs finishing off runs. He is not afraid to put his head down, and
No. He
just put his helmet right in the chest of Ethan Finch, and Ethan Finch is still gasping for air right now.
Yeah, Coy is a big guy. Again, I said, we've watched him in a variety of other sports. I know he's devoted a lot of time to playing football and getting bigger, stronger, faster. It's the game he loves, so he definitely likes to finish off those runs. 3:20 to go in the second quarter. Snap is high. He lost it. Ball is loose, and we'll see who comes up with it here. Looks like Green might have recovered it. Austin was trying to chase it into the backfield, but, boy, that thing popped him about a mile up in the air, and the Trojans do fall on it, but it'll bring up second and long.
Yeah, and you talk about key players in your offense. You didn't lose your quarterback, but you lost your center.
Yeah.
And you have somebody come in that hasn't had a lot of game time and stuff as far as playing center, and that's what happens. And first one was good, second one wasn't so good.
And so a second and 20 coming up for Green. Clock still moving down to 2:40 to go, second quarter. Let's see if they can get this back under control. This backs them back up to the 36-yard line. Waiting for the snap in the shotgun. Here is Austin. This snap is good. Drops back. Flush to his left. Throws out into the flat, and it's caught, and a good little run here is going to be up towards midfield to the right side for Noah Kennedy.
Yeah, nice little play. Every time they just run that little half rollout, it's either on the right side or it's on the left side, and it's always off of play action. So it's a nice little ball fake by Austin, and then he just does it with his feet. He gets out there. If the guy's open, he hits him. If he isn't, he tucks it and runs.
So that picks up 10 yards, but after that little loss of yardage on that fumble that they recovered, still a 3rd and 10 for Green, trailing 14-7 as they go right to left. Ball is at their own 45-yard line. So a big third down coming for Green. They don't want to give Sydney much time on the clock. Austin tucks it to the right side. He's going to have to throw up into the night sky, and nobody over there on that far side. could get to it. Good coverage by the Sydney secondary, and the defense was breaking through the line with Lucas Tanner.
Yeah, Lucas Tanner had Austin in his sights. I don't know if I would want to try to have him one-on-one in the open field, but Lucas did a nice job and contained him and made him throw an errant pass. So nice job, Lucas.
So a 4th and 10, so that loss of yards on the fumble really comes back to bite the Trojans. And Walters will punt this one away, it looks like, for Green, standing on his own 32. Liam Matthews is to our left for Sydney. He will receive, standing on about his own 25-yard line for Sydney. Walters with a good punt. Matthews is going to have to chase this one back. He's going to let it go, takes a Sydney bounce. Now he'll field it off the bounce. He's at the 30. Matthews is up to the 35, tries to cut back before he's brought down by Walters and a couple of other Green Trojans. So good job there by Matthews to field that one and pick up about 15 yards on the return.
Nice job by the sophomore. He actually kind of deked the Green Trojans on that one. The ball came down. He let it bounce, and then on the carom, that's when he picked it up and got a nice positive gain. The Warriors take over 1st and 10 on their own 35.
So again, the Green defense is going to have to come up with a stop to try to keep this a one-score game. Still a lot of time with 2:03 to go before the halftime break. Sydney leads Green 14-7. And Darren Smith marches onto the field here. He's in the shotgun, standing back on his own 30-yard line. Wants it quickly, goes to the air, throws a bullet over the middle to Brandon Evans, who hauls in the catch, and he's about the 48-yard line into Green territory. Move the chain.
Nice job by Brandon Evans. We talked about him earlier. You know, he's the one that they're not looking for a lot, and I'll tell you what, you got double coverage on the outside on your two big guys. Someone's going to be open across the middle, and Brandon was, and he got hit as he caught the ball. Good catch.
Clock is moving. Minute 50 to go here before the half. Smith wants to go to the air again. Finds Liam Matthews through his hands and out of bounds. The coverage by Justin Carman on the far side.
Yeah, real nice play by Carman. And let me tell you something. Liam's going to be thinking about that the rest of the night because he got absolutely leveled. After the ball went through his hands, Carman was right there and finished off that play.
You know, he had both hands on it, and you don't see him drop many, but again, you might have heard Carman coming full head of steam right behind him, and that makes you think twice about holding onto that ball, I think, sometimes. That concentration gets interrupted. So a minute 43 to go. Second quarter, Sydney leads 14-7 on the road at Green. Smith wants to throw again, steps up in the pocket, a bullet over the middle, almost intercepted by Coy Austin. Boy, he had it on his fingertips, juggled it around before it fell to the turf.
Yeah, he was looking for number 80 for the Warriors.
Colby
and,
Finch.
Yeah, and he undercut the pattern. And Austin almost made a fantastic interception right there. And who knows where he would have gone with that, because I didn't see too many white Warrior jerseys over here on the right side by Green Trojans.
Very well read play there by Austin. And, boy, if he catches that, boy, he could have really taken off with that speed. 4th and 10 coming here for Sydney, and the Warriors are going to go for it. They have confidence. Smith steps up. He's going to pull it down, and he is not going to get the first down. Going to be close, actually, as he winds his way up. We're about a yard or two short, but there is a flag on the play.
Yeah, flag came in quite late. I'm not sure what happened there. I'm guessing it's probably maybe, you know, the receiver downfield because they were in pass, but I don't know. We'll see. He ended up running with the ball.
So we'll see what the Zebra Crew says, and it's going to go against
defensive
the Green
holding.
Trojans.
Ouch.
Boy.
Defensive holding, so they were hanging on to the speedy outside receivers for the Warriors on that play, and it's going to cost them.
Minute 26 to go before the halftime break, and Sydney is trying to squeeze everything they can out of this last minute 26. And this is going to give Sydney a first down, so a costly penalty here for the Green Trojans.
You know, it's tough. I mean, you got a quarterback like Darren Smith who can spin it and throws to any receiver. He's got a number of them. And then all of a sudden you get that last ditch effort. You're trying to stay with your man, and then all of a sudden you get your hands on him and you get that penalty. Big, big play right there.
1st and 10 for Sydney. They're at the Green 29. They throw to the left side for Evans through his hands and down to the turf. And he'll want that one back.
Yeah, if he had caught that, he was going to go at least probably to the first down yardage and maybe even more. They're definitely double covering on the outside guys. Liam Matthews has proven that he can get down deep the field. And obviously, Smith can spin it down there, so we know that he's got the arm for it. So Evans will want that one back.
2nd and 10 with a minute 16 to go before the half. Smith Knocked out of the pocket. Throws far side. Ethan Finch caught it. Ripped out of bounds, though. Pickup of about 4, maybe 5 yards. Going to bring up a third down and short for Sydney.
Actually, the refs wound the clock. They didn't give him the out of bounds. So, yeah, we're still running, clock running, and Sydney does have one timeout. And their ball is on the 24?
About the 25-yard line. Clock is running down to 50 seconds to go before the half. It's Sydney 14 and Green 7. A great game here under the lights at Green Central School. Again, a little miscommunication. Smith tried to pass one over the middle to Ethan Finch. They weren't on the same page, and it's incomplete.
Yeah, that'll bring up fourth down in about 5 or 6.
So officially up on the board, 4th and 5. Clock is stopped with 44 seconds to go before the halftime break. And this is a big chance here for the Sydney offense and also the Green defense. Who's going to make a play? Sydney going left to right. They're in Green territory just outside the red zone on the 25. Smith checks his wrist for the play. He's in shotgun. Man in motion is Lucas Tanner. Snap is high. Smith's going to have to take off running to the left side. He's got the first down. Slides to the 10-yard line. And a first down for Sydney with 36 seconds to go before the half, and the clock is stopped.
Gutsy call by the Warrior coaching staff right there. I never would have thought quarterback draw.
I don't know if it was supposed to be.
I don't know. It looked like it was pretty much designed, but we'll see.
Clock starts moving with 30 seconds to go. Smith rolls out to the right side, tries to find Ethan Finch, but it's broken up there by Justin Carmen, who got a hand on it and knocked it down.
Yeah, they're looking for number 3 now a lot, and you got 20, just under 25 seconds left, and the Warriors do have a timeout, but, you know, they've got that ability to get the ball in the end zone here, and that would be huge going into halftime.
2nd and 10 with 24 seconds to go before the halftime break. It's Sydney 14 and Green 7 in a great first half here tonight at Green Central School. Here is Smith, drops back in the pocket for Sydney, looks to his right, now across the middle, throws a bullet right down to the goal line, and did he catch it? Yes, he did, and we'll see what the official signal is. I believe that's Brandon Evans in for a Sydney touchdown.
Yeah, real nice play. Kept waiting and waiting and waiting for the signal, and it finally came from the line judge on the far side. Touchdown, Warriors.
Big play there by Brandon Evans, and that helps him redeem himself from that drop just a minute ago.
He's in the huddle going, giving me one more try. Give me one more try. I will not drop this ball. He didn't.
So about a 20-yard TD catch there. And now Sydney will look to go for 2 as they lead 20-7 with 18 seconds to go before the halftime break. And this really changes the complexion of this game. Finch throws to the far side, but it's incomplete. At least I thought it was. He won't get in anyways as he threw to the far side, and the two-point conversion is no good as they tried to complete one to Reggie Jimenez. Either way, the score now, Sydney 20 and Green 7. 18 seconds to go, second quarter. We'll take a break and be right back on CDO.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open Fridays 24 hours and Saturday until 1 a.m.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
18 seconds to go in the second quarter. We're fresh off the third Sydney touchdown of the night, and the Warriors lead Green 20-7, and Sydney will kick off, and Green will receive going right to left.
Two failed two-point conversions for the Warriors. You don't usually see two of them. You might see one, but not two.
And so Ethan Finch will kick a little squibber down the right side, and Green will field this one, took a bounce, and they'll down it at about their own 20-yard line. Nice play by Wyatt Ingraham to get his hands on that, because that thing was like a hot potato.
Yeah, and he definitely turned his back to chase it. And, you know, like we talked about before, you don't know where the defense is coming down on you. So he just secured the ball and downed it. Nice play by that young man.
First and 10 for Green. They're on their own 23-yard line going right to left with about 15 seconds to go. And so, boy, the defense held strong on that last drive, but Sydney just relentless was able to punch it in. And a couple of big penalties, too, that hurt. So here is Green. They are just going to take the knee and head to the locker room. And the score at the halftime break, as they will want to regroup, is Sydney 20 and Green 7. So we'll be back with the Marabito Energy Products halftime report. And we'll break down the first half here between the Trojans and the Warriors. The Warriors' first road game of the year, and the Trojans with their home opener here tonight. Again, our halftime score is Sydney 20 and Green 7. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back on CDO.